This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday. Yep, that's what it is. And it is the day before Election Day. We're going to talk more about that. I do have to tell you that we are getting reports as we speak of an active shooter situation outside of the library, or a library, at UVA. So, Rob Chadwick, friend of mine, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up tactical training at Quantico for the Bureau, is going to be with us in a bit. Jerm, I just was texting with Rob, so you can go ahead and get him locked in, and we will chat with him and try and figure out exactly what's going on. All right. We've got John Reed, who is joining us. It is always a pleasure to have my friend John Reed with us. This is the wrap up, man. John gave up his job hosting Richmond's Morning News because he loves the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I'm just so full of admiration and gratitude to John for doing that, and just happy to check in today and see how it's going. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I just got off the plane down in Virginia Beach. We flew in from Roanoke. We're trying to, you know, get to all the different regions of the state in the last 48 hours. And I'm hearing the same news you are about the possibility that there's an active shooter at UVA. So the old reporter in me kicks in, you know, don't say anything until you really know what's going on. But I don't think it would be right not to emphasize that whatever the details are, this is why we have to have leaders who are not going to indulge the violence anymore. You know, the criminals, the talk about seeking revenge or vengeance against political people. I mean, I think it comes from the top. And, you know, when the stuff was happening in Richmond in 2020, you and I both were saying we may not agree on stuff, but let's stop the violence. And that's one reason. It's probably the real reason that I finally left the job and decided to campaign. I just think Virginia is a better place than the behavior that we've seen from some of our political leaders. And I'd like to restore some basic sense of decency. We can argue, but let's stop acting like criminals are okay, and let's stop talking about hurting each other.
Absolutely. Boy, it has been such a bizarre campaign in this regard, John. We we have folks on the Democrat Party side who seemingly have embraced violence, standing with those who advocate violence. I mean, my gosh, they have an attorney general nominee who fantasizes about putting bullets into the head of opponents and thinking that my children should die in my arms, so I change my political point of view. And they just don't seem to see anything wrong with that. We have the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I mean, for you, it was very personal, John. You and I have chatted about this. I have, through the years, suggested that you get your concealed carry permit and make a visit or 10 to New American Arms, and here you are on the campaign trail some days wearing a bulletproof vest. This is a campaign like no other.
Yeah. You know, last night we were in Hanover, huge crowd in Hanover, and they turned to me right before I went out on the stage and said, "Did you put your vest on?" Because we were outside. And I said, "Well, no, I didn't bring it today." Mm-hmm. I mean, this is crazy that we're living in this type of society. And really, the only way to stop it is for us to all agree we're not going to tolerate the violence anymore. Remember in the 80s, Jeff, where it was Al Gore. I mean, oddly enough, it was a Democrat who was talking about let's not have violence in entertainment and movies and television, and everybody skewered him. Now look where we are in 2025, where you hear these types of reports of school shootings on a regular basis. And, of course, the Democrat response is let's take the guns away from everybody, which leaves you and me and, you know, other people vulnerable to the bad guys. I'm talking about stopping the bad guys because they generally have revealed themselves in some way. And if that means we got to redouble our efforts to deal with mental health care, then let's do that. You know, again, I don't know what's happened at UVA. We'll wait and see. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it is worrisome. And I think the fact that I'm running for lieutenant governor, having to worry about wearing a bulletproof vest is that should shock everybody too, that we've reached that place. That was not the way it was in Virginia years ago.
You're absolutely right, John. I do want to share here is the very latest that we have from UVA police. The UVA emergency alert. Police are now on the scene at Shannon Library. They're continuing to investigate. Academic buildings on grounds are now going to an access control only status, but it is ended by saying run, hide, fight. And then there is an update that at this time there is no evidence of an attacker. So that is good to hear. They're continuing to investigate, but at this point, no evidence of an attack taking place at UVA. So I'm
okay. Well, that's
very,
good.
Very happy.
I hope that's correct.
I do as well. You have been barnstorming the state. My goodness, here in Hanover, great crowd. I don't tell anybody anymore where I'm going to be until I'm done being there. So
right.
You know what I mean? I mean, and it's terrible to be in that situation too, right? I mean, used to love saying, hey, let's all get together. But you guys have been out there. Tell me a little bit about the enthusiasm level. And do you get the sense that tomorrow there's going to be that Republican surge, even though everybody was lecturing vote early, Republicans still like to vote on Election Day?
Yeah, I sure hope so. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm. We just did an event in Roanoke, great crowd, very enthusiastic, some new faces, people that I haven't seen before. You know, you always, as you get closer to Election Day, you want new people to be coming out, and that was the case today. And, of course, the press says, oh, Barack Obama was in town in Norfolk. Yeah, of course. I mean, look, when you bring a former president into town, people are going to come. I worked for Ronald Reagan 4 years after he was in the White House. People come to see the former president, even people who don't like them. Mm-hmm. They want to get a picture with the former president because they're no longer making decisions that make people angry, you know.
Yes.
So it's a lot easier to justify seeing the Republican or the Democrat former president. I don't take that away from the Democrats, but don't pin your hopes on that changing the nature. I think Barack Obama campaigned for Terry McAuliffe 4 years ago, and you saw what happened there. So we just are working incredibly hard. I caught a cat nap, fortunately, in my own bed last night in Henrico, and it was up super early today to fly to Roanoke. And then we've got this big rally that I hope will be pretty significant here in Virginia Beach at Regent University. So So, I'm trying to think. Oh, then we're up in Northern Virginia tomorrow, and then eventually we work our way back to the different places. I think Winsome is going to have her event, her election night event in Loudoun County, which is her home. Mm-hmm. Jason Miaris will have his event at Virginia Beach, which is his home. And I'm having my event where it all started at Atlas 42 in Innsbruck tomorrow night. So I'd love to pack the place, and your audience is my audience. If yes. you want to come, you're welcome to come. I hope it's going to be I pray it'll be an exciting night. I hope that the voters of Virginia will give me the opportunity to be lieutenant governor. But whatever happens, I need to thank all of the volunteers who have given up so much time and effort to allow me to pursue this. And you cannot run, I don't even think, for House of Delegates anymore on your own. You've got to have people who will support you and you know, do work for you. And people have certainly rallied around me through some very difficult times. And whatever happens tomorrow, I'm going to be thanking folks for that.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that. I remind everybody, John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I think it's wonderful that event is going to be at Atlas 42. Let's not kid ourselves. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, two of the finest human beings. That
they are.
Right? I mean, they're just great, yep. great people, and I think we all love Atlas 42. So I'm certainly looking forward to hearing more about that, and hopefully people will be attending that and helping you celebrate.
I think it could be. You know, yeah. Did you see the poll this morning, Jeff, that showed me 2 points ahead? Now, I mean, I'm not taking anything for granted, and I don't know. We had 7% undecided. I was 2 points ahead this morning, and it was down to 5% undecided. So if the undecideds are breaking for me, then I might win tomorrow night. We may pull off a really miraculous situation for all of the Republicans tomorrow. But folks have got to turn out. If you sit at home, it's not going to work. You got to turn out.
It is going to be turnout the key. Governor Youngkin, I know, has addressed this issue. Governor Youngkin saying that looking at the numbers that that he has seen, it's probably 200,000 down for our team, for the GOP. But in a state with about 6 million voters, and the bulk of whom who have not cast a ballot, it is eminently winnable.
Yeah. I was in Southwest Virginia yesterday and last week. If the folks in Southwest are excited and turn out, we can win. It's just like the blueprint for Glenn Youngkin's victory last time. I mean, it helps that Glenn Youngkin had $20 million of his own money to help, you know, get people out on the ground. I have done maybe 6 interviews already today. And you would be number 7 because I don't have that money. You know, everything has to be hard work. Everything has to be my willingness to talk to people. And guess what? Gazala still not talking to the press. I think she did some sort of event in Chesterfield or Richmond today with 30 people. You know, congratulations. That's great. Except you won't do a debate. You won't answer questions. And guess what, Jeff? Now she's crying Islamophobia. Because someone dared ask her about the money that's coming in from the same radicals who are funding Mamdani in New York. The radical Islamists and the socialists are together, and they're funding him in New York, and their second candidate is Ghazala Hashmi in Richmond, and she refuses to talk about it and then pretends like it's ugly to ask her questions. It's not ugly. Everybody else gets tough questions. Why is she somehow immune to that? I don't tolerate that. Don't try that with me.
Absolutely. John Reed joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. You're right. This what's termed the green-red alliance, and the one group that has, again, it's not your sense or my sense, it's just reading their website. These are our two anointed candidates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Candidates, the favorite candidates, Zoran Mandani and Ghazala Hashmi. And they have funneled a boatload of money. And that's one of the very interesting things. You're talking about having money or not having money. The Democrats have received tens of millions of dollars from outside of Virginia. And looking at the Republican side of things, number one, you guys have, at best, a fraction of that. And the money that the team GOP seems to be getting is coming from our fellow Virginians.
Oh, that's exactly right. When you look at the VPAP.org, Virginia Public Access Project, look at the money. People have been very good to me in Richmond. I think they're people who used to listen to my show and listen to you now. Some folks with a $100 check, a $25 check, a few folks who were, you know, doing well, who've given me 10, 20 grand at a pop, which to me, that's an unbelievable amount of money to donate to a political campaign. I wish I lived in that world, but I don't. But when you look at Ghazala Hashmi and the Democrats, I mean, she got $1.3 million from the Democrat Lieutenant Governors Association, those crazies up in Charlottesville, the Clean Virginia people who are anything but, who are trying to buy every office in the state. I mean, they really deserve some scrutiny and some, shout downs, because they are using their money to purchase the positions all across the state, and it's grotesque. And the bad thing is everything they believe in is bad for Virginia. I mean, they're funneling money towards projects that are really destroying the economy of the state. So I don't know why everybody's putting up with their garbage. It is just fascinating that the bulk of Ghazala Hashmi's money, I think we're going to find, has come from those New York radicals, California radicals, and money that's been, quite frankly, laundered through the different Democrat organizations in D.C. And that should make everybody really uncomfortable in Richmond, Virginia, really and truly.
Absolutely. Well, John, let me ask you, here we are, we're a couple of hours away from election getting underway, the election day, rather, getting underway tomorrow. A few hours after that, obviously, we're going to know which way this whole thing goes. You know which way I'm pulling and have since day one. I am
thank you.
Looking forward to having you as my lieutenant governor. I miss you as a co-worker. I'm blessed to still have you as a friend, and I think all of my beloved Commonwealth would be blessed to have you as our lieutenant governor.
Well, I promise I'm gonna work hard and run through the tape. And you know, it's been 9 months. It's been a privilege and a blessing to be able to travel the state and see so many great people and meet new people and share what I hope will be a vision that everybody can agree on, that we get this economy roaring so there's peace and prosperity and happiness for you, no matter what your color is, no matter what your religion is, no matter what your sexual orientation is, you can live and be happy in Virginia. That's what I'd like to help achieve. And I don't think the Democrats can claim the same thing. And that's why I'm hoping all of the folks who listen to our programs will turn out, because we can save the state from the socialist takeover if we act tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I would be remiss if I did not wish you a day late, but a very happy WRVA day.
Did you see the video that we did last night?
I did. I loved it. This is such a unique place. You know this. I mean, you were fortunate enough to grow up with WRVA and those of us who have been fortunate enough to work here at some point in some capacity, we're caretakers of a very, very meaningful historic institution.
Isn't it great? We went over, producer Dan, you know, formerly of the morning show when I was on it, joined me a little before 9 last night at the Edgewater Tobacco Factory, which is now, I think, condos and offices. It's kind of interesting.
Sounds
the building is still there.
Yep,
but
yep.
But it was so cool to think 100 years ago last night at 9 p.m. was the first broadcast of WRVA. And, you know, I've been looking forward to this anniversary for years. And I'm so this morning when I was listening to Rich on the morning show, I heard some of the old jingles for WRVA that I remember as a kid. And yeah, it just brought back great memories of what this legendary radio station has meant, not just for Richmond, but for the whole state. And oddly enough, people around the world who could hear that 50,000 watt AM signal to Canada and in the Caribbean and out to Ohio.
Yep.
It's great, great stories. And I'm excited that you all are going to be telling them in the coming year.
Absolutely. Well, John, I appreciate you being here, my friend. We will certainly check in tomorrow. Heidi and I very, very, very happy and proud to cast our ballots for you. And
thank you.
You give our best to everybody, and we will talk soon. That is John Reed. And John, simply put, one of the best men that I know, a fine person, said, I'm giving up everything career-wise, professionally anyway, to go and try and save my Commonwealth from this attack from the leftists. And tomorrow, not quite this time, but tomorrow evening, we'll know if he has been successful in that regard. And there you have it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.